Amen. We're looking at two passages of Scripture, and we will try and speak mostly from the second one, but we'll add one to it. And it's 2 Samuel 24:24. I think I've spoken on this before, some of it, but see, I brought the wrong Bible, but that's okay. Lord, 2 Samuel 24:24 is our primary text. And the king said unto Araunah, Nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which doeth cost me nothing. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. Amen. And you may remember the other one. You don't have to turn there, where Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you by the mercies of God that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice unto God. So I want to talk about making a sacrifice. Everybody say making a sacrifice. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Making a sacrifice. Amen. Amen. Making a sacrifice. Amen. Oftentimes people want more than they are willing to give. Amen. Oftentimes people want more than they are willing to give. We desire more than we're willing to dish out. Amen. We work, but we are not willing to be a willing sacrifice. Amen. We could have called this a willing sacrifice. We could have called it sacrificial services. Those are all in line, making a sacrifice, a willing sacrifice, sacrificial services. Amen. A sacrifice. Notice what it is defined as. It is defined as being the slaughter of a victim or presenting of a gift to win God's favor, to win the favor of a deity. A sacrifice is made. It is the giving up of a valued thing for the sake of something else. It's the giving up of a valued thing for the sake of something else. The giving up of a valued thing for the sake of something else. Now, you have to use biblical definitions, a biblical dictionary. You can't always use the English dictionary when you're dealing with biblical terms. When you talk about the sacrifice from a biblical perspective, it's something offered up in worship, a sacrifice. We talk about the sacrifice of praise, the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Amen. The sacrifice. In the Old Testament, sacrifices expressed repentance from sin and obedience to God. Amen. When you repented, you brought a sacrifice. And if you were obedient to God, you brought a sacrifice. When he commanded you and to bring a particular offering. But there were times you just volunteered to bring one. Sacrifice can also be an individual commitment to God. That's a sacrifice. For you to be committed to God is a sacrifice. Individual commitment to God, that's a sacrifice. And you know, Jesus became our sacrifice, right? As a lamb, that we could receive God's gift of grace. We got it because of the sacrifice he made. And the Bible says in John 1:29, behold the lamb that taketh away the sin of the world. How did this sin get taken away? Because a sacrifice was made. No sacrifice, we still be in our sins. A sacrifice was made. A sacrifice. He made a sacrifice. It took a sacrifice. Well, now the aim of us is for us to see the importance of making a sacrifice. Because nothing changes without it. Ministries require sacrifices. Amen. If you're going to have an effective ministry, you got to have sacrifice. You can settle for normality or mediocrity. You can go to college and see your way through. But now if you want some A's and B's, tell your neighbor, you have to make a sacrifice to get that. Amen. If you want, now you can be married and be a couple, but if all you're offering is what somebody else can offer, you're not unique. If what you do can be duplicated by somebody else, you're not unique. You have to figure out, what can I do that the next person can't do? Because if all you can do is what somebody else can do, you haven't brought nothing. If I can get this, what do you bring different? Now, you can do the norm, but will you really, if you really want some leverage, you're going to have to make some sacrifices. If you want to go above normal, the average relationship, my services can't be duplicated. Sacrifice. Were you talking about couples or were you talking about credit? Amen. If you want good credit, amen. You can't just pay the bill when you want to. I mean, you got to be consistent. You got to be diligent. You got to be on point every time. Have I got a witness? Amen. Amen. And if you can do that, you can get great things. But if all you're doing is just the average, then you are not really, amen. I guess what I'm saying, if you're not making no sacrifice. Good things require sacrifice. Now, you can get by with the normal, but that won't bring what this can bring. And so what we find here is David says, look, David took personal responsibility for what he did. David, you can get home, numbered the people in the first verse of this chapter. And when he numbered the people, he was tempted by Satan to do it, according to 1 Chronicles 21:1. Satan tempted him, he numbered the people, but God was against Israel. And what we find out is David had them to number the people. They went out and numbered the people and found out that they had 800,000 Israel soldiers for the northern kingdom, and they had 500,000 Judean soldiers from the southern kingdom. But what David was doing is he was building his faith in his numbers rather than building his faith in his God. He found his strength in his military. He didn't find his strength in his faith. So he said, I have sinned. He took personal responsibility for it. He said, I have sinned, amen, in numbering these people in verse 10. He says, that's what I've done. Amen, amen. I have sinned greatly, and he took personal responsibility for it. And God said, look, I give you three options. I give you 3 years of famine. I will give you 3 months of running from your enemies. Or I give you 3 days worth of plagues. Stay with me. Amen. I got to fix it right. Amen. Amen. He said, that's your choices. You got three options. Amen. You can have a famine for 3 years, and then the next one is in months. You can have run from your enemies for 3 months. I'll let them chase you for 3 months, or 3 days. You for 3 days, David, you'll have a plague, and that meant that was an epidemic. That was a disease that would be let loose in the camp, and sure enough, that's what happened. A disease was let loose. David said, "I don't want to fall in the hands of man. I'd rather be in the hands of God. He got mercy." How many of y'all really? That's what he said. I've got to mark my other Bible. I had it marked. I can't find. He said, look, I don't want to fall in man's hands in verse number 14. No, Lord, no. I'd rather take my chances with God any day. Because people forget their own sins and remember yours. And God is a merciful God. And I need to be where the mercy is. Man won't have mercy on me. I can't enjoy nothing if I keep remembering the mistakes I made. I want to be around some mercy. Hallelujah. Mercy give me good memories. Mercy give me hope. Gives me hope. Well, the truth is that as we look at this, what we find is that David said, I don't want to fall in the hands of man. So that's out. I'm just going to go with God in the plague. And sure enough, the angel drew out his sword. And from the north up in Dan down to the south in Negev, which is south part of Palestine, 70,000 people died. And God says, that's enough. In verse 16, he stopped them at the threshing floor of Aruna. The angel had his knife out. You know, when God gets ready, he can pull out his knife. He said, angel, hold up. Stay your hand. No more people. That's enough for now. You understand what I'm saying? I got 70,000 sacrifices. And I'm going to hold them up. And the angel only listens to God. He don't listen to the President of the United States or the government, nobody else. God said, hold them up. That's enough for now. And what David did was he took personal responsibility. He said, Lord, these people didn't sin, I did. Why are they dying? Why are these sheep? That's that shepherding coming out in David. Amen. I'm the one that did this, Lord. Amen. Why should these people suffer? Amen. Why should these people suffer over something I did? I don't want to see these sheep die. And God met David Amen. In verse 18, at the altar, he said, God came to him, the Gad, the prophet, came to David. I guess God quit talking to David since he did that. But he sent the prophet over to his house. Amen. Go on down and get an altar of the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. And David did according to as the saying of Gad. And Araunah, he went down to the threshing floors, and he looked up. And verse 20, and Araunah looked up and saw the king and his servants coming toward him. And he says, Araunah went out and bowed himself before the king on his face upon the ground. And Araunah said, wherefore is my lord the king come to his servant? And David says, I come to buy an altar unto the Lord. And that the plague may be stayed from the people. And Araunah said to David, let my lord the king take an offering with what seemeth good to him, and here's some oxen, and here's some burnt offerings, and here's the woods and the instruments and everything you need to do the offering. All these things, verse 23, did Araunah as a king giveth unto the king. Araunah said, I'm giving this to you. And Araunah said to the king, the Lord thy God, may the Lord accept this offering. Here's everything you need, David. And there here we come. And then, amen. And the king said unto Araunah, nay, this is what David said. No, I can't take your gift. Amen. You trying to give me something I need to make a sacrifice for, and I can't let you do it. He said, nay, but I will surely. Oh, Lord. David said, you know, a lot of folk like free stuff. I know most black folk. I don't know. David said, but you know, David said, no, I thank you, but no thank you. Some things you ought not get free. If you're in a down and out and you're destitute, that's different. But if you're able to do it yourself, do it yourself. I don't want nobody giving me nothing. God gave me health. I open up the door, I get it myself. David said, no, I don't want you to keep it. Keep it. He said, look, I'm gonna take care of this. And David said, David said, I've got to build this altar. He says, I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which don't cost me nothing. I'm gonna go up there dragging something to the Lord that didn't cost me nothing. And that's where the problem is. I ain't got time to finish the sermon. I already see it coming. I can already see it, because, amen. David said, I am not giving God anything that don't cost me. He took personal responsibility. I did this, and I'm going to pay for it. I don't need to get off the hook. I caused these people to die. But the interesting thing is, we make the mistake of forgetting that the blessings that we want really ought to cost something. Amen. You see what I'm saying? Most of us want something without cost. We got to be willing to make sacrifices if you want increase. You got to be making sacrifices if you want to get the blessings. And most people make the mistake of forgetting that you don't get it without sacrifice. Amen. Amen. Your time, your talent, your treasure, and I even say your pleasure. You got to be willing to make a sacrifice. It's when you get something of value for something else. You give something of value for something else. And a sacrifice is made. So my cost is what I need to pay attention to. My cost. Amen. I've got to give up something. It's not what you're willing to give. It's what you're willing to give up. Because what you're willing to give may not hurt. What you're willing to give may not cost you anything. But it's my cost. I've got to pay for this. It's my cost. I don't want anybody giving it to me for me. I don't want anybody paying it for me. I'm going to pay for it. I've got to do it. Think about, and I'm rushing this, my cost, my contribution. My contribution. You see, oftentimes our contributions is about volunteer. Volunteering. I'm volunteering. Amen. In other words, God, I want to give you something that don't cost me nothing. Since I'm volunteering, Lord, to do your work, you got to take it whichever way I get. You got to be, it's got to be convenient for me. It can't cost me nothing. Everything else got to be in. Ain't no. I ain't going to make no sacrifices. And see, the blessing is on, you won't get things, certain things in life you won't get without a sacrifice. That's why when it comes to praying, whether it's paying, we'll take praying for instance. We keep running out of time, but the praying. Praying, that's why fasting is effective because you gave up something. Fasting, you reinforce your prayer when you fast, when you make a sacrifice in it. Have we got a witness? And to make a sacrifice is important, and when you fast, amen, that what that does is that tells the Lord that you're serious. I'm willing to give up something of value for something else. I'm placing the spiritual over the physical. And so he must be serious. He made a sacrifice. God knows you're serious when you're making sacrifices. People that don't make sacrifices, if you're not careful, if you don't make sacrifices, you can just go on and get something done and never a sacrifice was made when it comes to paying. You can pay like the average, like everyone else. And you can pay, you say, I can afford to do this and I can afford to do that, but ain't no sacrifice been made in something you can afford. Ain't no sacrifice been made in something you can afford. You can afford to do that. That didn't hurt you at all. God says, I want you to, it's got to be a sacrifice. And when you make a sacrifice, that's when the blessing, Lord, all over the world, people want something without making a sacrifice. And that's why we need to fast and pray. And I'm going to be calling a meeting about that, you know, over everything we do. We're going to fast and pray and ask God, those who want to. I mean, I have to be careful, but amen. Somebody's saying, well, who does he think he is? And I ain't going to. I'm somebody that's serious about the Lord's work. And I found out, you see, you got to be willing to make the sacrifice. And whenever I volunteer my service and I say, Lord, oftentimes volunteers come with, I ain't got nothing else to do, Lord. Everything on my agenda is fixed. And it ain't going to cost me nothing. Oh, Lord, I wish I'd had time to get this right. The truth of the matter is that you have to be willing to make a sacrifice. The sacrifice must be made. God is saying, because you see, when you're praying, when you're paying and it costs you something, or when you're praying and it costs you something, then sacrifice is involved. And what sacrifice does is sacrifice brings change. See, if you're just doing the normal, you ain't going to get no. You can get anything you want if you're willing to make the sacrifice for it. Everyone says, I just don't want to make the sacrifice. But things you love, you sacrifice to get it. God said you can get anything you want if you're willing to sacrifice. God said you can get what you want. You can get what you need. And when you pray and when you pay or whatever you do, recognize that until a sacrifice is made, Amen. Amen. It may not be as effective. It's not going to be average. It's just, it won't be nothing but average. If you're doing what everybody else is doing, amen, when it don't cost me nothing, then that is, a lot of folk try to go on a diet without making a sacrifice. And you know what happened? Nothing. Tell your neighbor, if you don't make no sacrifice, you can forget whatever diet you're talking about. See, we try to go around this sacrifice, but there's victory on the other. There's victory on the other side of sacrifice, brothers and sisters. A diet without sacrifice. Now, what do you expect to accomplish? Amen. I'm gonna get close to the Lord, but I ain't gonna sacrifice no television program, Lord. And nothing can't be on TV. I can't have nothing planned. I can't. No, God says sacrifice for me. I want you to sacrifice. I want you to go out of the way for me. I want you to, amen, do something extra for me. I want it to hurt. Amen. I want you to feel it. Amen. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And I know that when I make a sacrifice, it brings, see, sacrifice brings change. Yes, it does. You can do anything you want. You say, are you willing to sacrifice for this? If you're willing to make the sacrifice, amen, then you can bring about a change. Amen. Most of us will sacrifice our appearance for a piece of cake. And what we'll do is kind of like they say, want to have your cake and eat it too? You want to have your cross and live too. But the Bible says, present your life a living. You can't have your cross and live it too. You can't have your cake and eat it too. We don't like sacrifice. We don't like it. Usually folk get to sacrifice and they start backing up. I could have better grades. I could have a better marriage. I'm not sacrificing nothing. I could have a better church. And what the Lord want to know, do those people not believe in making any sacrifices? Are they doing everything when it's convenient, easy, fit into their schedule? Is anybody out there making any sacrifices for me? I want to know, did it hurt? Did they give up anything? I'm not talking about what they're willing to give. I'm talking about what they're willing to give up. I can be able to give and afford it. I can be able to do it and have the time for it. But did it cost anything?